You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Know what's really going on with your Cleveland Browns. Get the latest information directly from the source. Download the official Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere. Got to encourage you to check out all the great content that we have on all of those platforms, clevelandbrowns.com. We mentioned the mobile apps from yesterday and through today, but we have sit-down one-on-one video with Ray Farmer, the new GM of the Browns, some really enlightening stuff from him. Obviously, the press conference, all that content is available if you missed it or you want to go back and hear what was said exactly on that. We've got that for you. I break down the relationship between Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine, how they have to be in lockstep, and I address their intention to do that, how they're going to go about selecting players with that in mind. Also, break down for you what this all these changes mean, like what the whole reporting structure is and what each of the rules, the roles, are in dealing with each person's respective area, with Ray Farmer, with Alex Shiner, the team president, of course, Mike Pettine, the head coach. And joining us right now to talk more about this topic is our good friend from the Akron Beacon Journal, Nate Ulrich. Nate, I guess the first place to start is when you first heard this, I want a reaction before you put on your writing hat, so to speak. I know you don't usually wear a hat unless it's really cold, and it has been that too. But before you got into full-out writing mode, analysis mode, what were your thoughts when you first heard all of this going down yesterday?
Well, I think like everyone, I was really stunned. The Mike Lombardi firing didn't really shock me nearly as much as the Joe Banner one did. It's February 11th. The scouting combine's next week. I'm trying to get ready for that, trying to get a little downtime, trying to get and, you know, study up on some of the prospects who we'll be talking to next week in Indianapolis. That's just kind of the way things go this year. You don't expect something like that, something that big, decisions like that to come down at this time of the year. So, it was definitely caught off guard.
Nate, as you were caught off guard, as many involved in the process were caught off guard as well, was your immediate reaction that the positive, negative? What was the first thought that came to your mind?
Once it kind of sunk in, I think that I think that overall I like the decision with a couple of asterisks. I think that Ray Farmer, is entirely capable of being a good NFL GM. I think that he's paid his dues. He's really smart, hardworking. I was actually fortunate enough to get to know him a little bit in September. I did a profile on him that I had to basically, negotiate with two different public relations directors for the Browns to get that. I mean, I worked for 6 months or more to get one interview with Ray Farmer. And when I did, I came away really impressed. Also with Alex Shiner, I'm very impressed with him. I think that, I buy all the hype about him, when it comes to
absolutely,
being one of the best business minds in the NFL. So I think with, Ray Farmer running the football operations, Alex Shiner running the business operations, I think that, that's really encouraging. Both are young guys. Both are really bright, and I think that, that's a good thing. Now, the asterisk is, will Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine, a first-year GM and a first-year head coach, be given the proper and adequate time to succeed? So far, Jimmy Haslam has shown that he is willing to fire guys, very quickly and hasn't waited long for things to pan out and see how they develop. Obviously, I'm talking about Chud and the front office. So that's the big thing. I like the moves in some sense, just because I think that the guys who are going to, be elevated to positions of power, especially Ray Farmer on the football side, are really capable. But, they've got to be given a fair shake.
Nate, and that's just what you said, a fair shake. But we all know that these are not people who came from nowhere or from somewhere else. They did come from somewhere else, but they came in with the group that has just been shown the door. And I think the first way that, you know, people are mostly, the responses we're getting on the show, the responses you can read elsewhere, are mostly favorable because they like, in their mind, the addition by subtraction. But I want to know what the addition is going to look like going forward. I know you do too. Do you think that Ray Farmer in particular, and maybe Jimmy Haslam as well, are going to put more of a different stamp than we knew this organization to have? Or in Farmer's case, because he was a banner guy, a Lombardi guy, is it going to feel a little like a continuation of what's already been here?
Well, I don't think it's going to be a continuation, and I think Jimmy's putting his stamp on it by, you know, reorganizing the structure of it. With, you know, Mike Pettin, the head coach, Farmer and Shiner are going to report directly to him. So, you know, there's no CEO. They're going straight to the owner. And that's going to be different for sure. So that's one thing, just the structure and the way everything is organized now. And Ray, Ray joined the Browns last year in March. And obviously Joe Banner, you know, hired him. But, you know, he like I said earlier, he's paid his dues. You know, he was with the Falcons for 4 years as a pro scout. He's with the Chiefs in their front office, directing pro player personnel for, I think, 7 years. So, I mean, it's not, you know, and Ray's a former player, and he played for the Eagles when Joe Banner was the president of the Eagles. But it's not like, you know, he is, you know, strictly a Joe Banner and Mike Lombardi guy. He's been around the league, and he's been a guy who's been well-respected everywhere he's been. In fact, one of the most impressive things I think about Ray is that he survived a GM change in Kansas City when Scott Pioli took over for Carl Peterson.
Right.
They kept Ray around, and I think that's another thing. When you look at his resume and you look at his story and his background, that speaks volumes of what people actually think of Ray Farmer, and I'm just excited to see what he's going to do with the opportunity.
What do you think about Ray Farmer's ability? We know that he was the director of pro personnel for 6 years there. His ability to maybe be more effective in free agency than Banner and Lombardi would have been given their reputation. And also with his ability to be more effective in retaining Alex Mack, which seems to be a point of contention prior.
You know, I don't specifically know, you know, because Ray's a first-time GM and he's never run free agency. He's never run a draft before. I don't know how his relationships are, you know, with specific agents. So I don't know. I mean, that kind of remains to be seen. But what I will say is Ray strikes me as someone who really is a guy with people skills. And, you know, I can't say enough about how impressed I was of sitting down with him, talking to him back in September when I really just got to sit in his office for, you know, an hour and talk to him about all kinds of things. And I think that, you know, that's something that obviously Jimmy Haslam picked up on. I think, you know, when they brought Ray aboard, they got to know Ray more and more. They saw, you know, obviously then Jimmy saw that Ray was being pursued by the Miami Dolphins, and all indications were that, you know, he was a favorite to land that job. And you know, Jimmy wanted to make this change. The timing was weird. Certainly, you know, even if you like the decision and you think the decision was a good one, I think you'd have to agree that the timing is just seems a little off, and it all signs point to that having to do with the way the coaching search was conducted. But the bottom line is, I think that, you know, when it all shook out, they ended up with a guy, you know, Ray Farmer, who is not only established himself as a respected guy around the league, but has really kind of blown Jimmy Haslam away since he's been here in Cleveland. And I think it all comes back to his people skills. So, yeah, I mean, I think when it comes to dealing with him, I think the Browns will, you know, will benefit, you know, regardless of his individual relationships. I just see him as a guy in general who can really connect and relate to people.
Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And, Nate, I think the next big shoe to drop is what we sort of see as the Browns approach to the draft, what kind of drift we get from where this team is heading, obviously in particular the quarterback position, because for much of these past several weeks, the heated discussion or the discussion that heated up, I should say more than heated, maybe it was heated too, was related to Johnny Manziel, that this organization was fixated on him and was going to get him by hook or crook. And I just get a sense that there will be a paradigm shift in some direction with regard to what this team will do in the draft, and that this change at the top of the organization, especially as it applies to Michael Lombardi not being here, because I think he was the guy who was mostly fixated on John Football, is gonna show up with Farmer there.
Yeah, with Ray Farmer making the decisions, everything, could change when it comes to the draft and who the Browns are targeting, what kind of players appeal to them, and it's going to be really interesting next week at the combine. Hopefully, the people who cover the Browns on a daily basis, I know I'm going to be there with a lot of others who do that, and hopefully we're going to be able to sit down with Ray Farmer and get his thoughts on some of these prospects, because we're really looking at a clean slate in a lot of ways. I mean, I know Ray's been here since last March, like I said earlier, but I mean, he's a different guy. He has a different perspective, and this is his show to run now. So I'm really interested to see what he has to say about several of these guys, because I do think that it really opens it up. I mean, if you were convinced that Banner and Lombardi were going to go after Johnny Manziel, that's fine. I still think it's early and nobody really knows. But, if you were leaning that way, if you were believing that, I think you can kind of hit the reset button, because we're back.
Yeah, lean in a different direction.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, great stuff. And we do look forward to, of course, seeing you and hanging out in Indianapolis next week at the Combine. But, Nate, thank you so much, and we'll talk with you again, my friend.
Okay, guys, thanks.
Nate Ulrich, Akron Beacon Journal, always love to have him weigh in with us. We're gonna do an after further review, right? That's
yes.
on our list of things. Jason Gibbs, our producer, will be guiding us through that. Go ahead, you want to make a point? Yes, please.
I feel like, knowing what we know about the way that the NFL works, if it was that obvious to everybody that the Browns were that enamored with Johnny Manziel, doesn't it make you wonder if the Browns really were that enamored with Johnny Manziel?
Oh, suspicious as hell about that, because
I mean, who
if
lets
you put
that
it,
out there that early and that obviously?
Maybe a GM who isn't here anymore.
Maybe.
Because you don't do that. I don't know. But it was very curious that it was a running theme, right? And it was connected there. So either it was intentional, or if it happened, it was done because I don't care who knows. That's what we like.
I don't care who knows it.
The feedback, I will add one more thing. The feedback I've gotten from within this building, that was pretty genuine love affair there. That's all I'm saying.
We need to have a strategery meeting then about how to do these types of things.
And we should lead that. We should go and take everybody in the room. Yeah. Guys, this is how you take it from two guys who talk all day long
made a draft pick.
To the masses, and who have never made a pick that counts.
It just seems to be sense, though, in the terms of supply and demand. The demand be known so that people can extort you and say, oh, you have another first-round pick? Well, come up here.
That's how
and
I've
get
always...
your guy, John Football, because we're going to take him if you don't.
That's how I've always been taught, too. I know.
That's what I'm just saying.
All right, and we've got Megan Rock in here, and she has been doing tweets for the show. She's been gathering notes for the Browns Daily Wrap that will be posted on clevelandbrowns.com a little later today, and available on all the mobile apps and all kinds of good stuff. All that ahead, ESPN 850, WQNR. Like